Time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. A group of men were carrying on a friendly conversation. One of them remarked that he had learned to be especially careful about small things. "Would you believe," he said, "that a little thing like a pair of socks changed the entire course of my life?" "I can hardly believe that," replied the other man. "Well, it's true. Once I planned to take a trip with some of my friends on a canal boat, but 2 days before we intended to leave, I injured my foot while chopping wood. It was only a small cut, but the blue dye in the homemade socks I wore poisoned the wound, and I was compelled to stay at home. While my friends were on their journey, a powerful preacher came to our town to hold revival meetings. Since I didn't have anything else to do, I decided to attend. The message touched me deeply, and as a result, I surrendered my heart to the Lord. Afterwards, I saw that I needed to change my life in many ways. New desires and purposes took hold of me. I determined also to seek an education, for I trusted that this would enable me to live more usefully for my Lord." The man who made that statement was none other than former President of the United States, James A. Garfield.
Toils of life are over, and the saints are caught away. We will gather round the throne of Jesus for His coronation day. I want to be there when we crown Him King of Kings. I want to be there when the chord of heaven rings, with a happy song the angel chorus sings. I want to be there when we crown Him King of Kings. All the universe will be assembled, numberless the gathering there. Angel hosts and all the ransomed army, glorious sight beyond compare. I want to be there when we crown Him King of Kings. I want to be there when the court of heaven rings, with a happy song the angel chorus sing. I want to be there when we crown Him King of Kings.
From the New Testament book of James, chapter 4, "What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it because there's a whole army of evil desires within you? You want what you don't have, so you kill to get it. You long what others have. You long for what others have and can't afford it, and so you start a fight to take it away from them. And yet the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask God for it. And when you do ask, you don't get it, because your whole aim is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. You're like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. Don't you realize that making friends with God's enemies, the evil pleasures of this world, makes God your enemy? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy the evil pleasures of the unsaved world, you cannot be a friend of God." We've been thinking about little things. A pair of socks changed the whole direction in the life of James A. Garfield. A little thing like your aim is important. It's good sometimes to sit down and think about it. What is my aim? What's my aim in life? Is it worth spending a lifetime moving in that direction? You know, the Bible is the best book in the world to give direction to your life.